A Jewish museum just opened in Kolkata. Not a brick and mortar museum. There are only some 20 plus Jews left in Kolkata. Just shuttered synagogues and the graveyard and buildings with names like Ezra Mansions.
There's nothing material here in Calcutta except these huge edifices and the buildings, but the content is not here any longer.
That's Yael Silliman. With the help of a Nehru Fulbright scholarship, she's the brains behind JewishCalcutta.in, the first digital archive of Calcutta's vibrant Jewish history. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Yael had to scour her material from all over the world, private collections, auction houses, family heirlooms, and she's been surprised.
I grew up in a Calcutta where there were very few Jews, and the people I knew were like my grandmothers, were very fuddy-duddy kind of old people. And I always thought, oh, this Jewish community is so small and so old-fashioned, and I never thought they would be really fun people for my community.
Like Eddie Joseph, the first person in India to do magic on the radio. Silent movie stars, opium traders.
The memory of Mama and the hookah mingled with the green of the scored poppy husk and ripe black sludge in the processing trays. Mama drank opium, I stated, somewhat inaccurately.
A Jewish woman pleading for the right to be a plaintiff in 1915.
And that was very, very far reaching in those times, because women weren't even lawyers in Britain. She lost the case. And in 1920, a Parsi woman pleader got women to be lawyers, but she really set the stage for that.
The Jews of Calcutta were mostly traders from the Middle East.
I actually have some wonderful images. And there's a picture of this particularly gentleman, Mr. Jonah, for example, who you see when he first comes in a brocaded kind of a gown and long, loose kind of a pant that they used to wear, an Arab headgear.
And then years later, adapting to the British Raj.
And he's wearing kind of white English pants, but he sits like a Middle Easterner, with his legs apart, you know, not really quite realizing that once you're in pants and you're not in these flowing gowns, there's a different way to sit. So I think there was the transition for a lot of them was not so smooth.
By the time Yael was growing up, the Jews of Calcutta were already leaving in droves.
You know, we used to have like 80 to 100 Sefer Torah in the synagogue. We now have two in each. So at least we have two. But it's nothing like the display of seeing 80 to 100 Sefer Torah all mounted together.
People like her mother, Flower Silliman, became the custodian of memories, telling me about the old days of young people roaming from one synagogue to another.
There were no mobiles in those days. We had to meet each other then. Your girlfriend might have been there, you were here, so you met her there, this kind of thing. Or you went, you told your father, this time I'm going to this synagogue, not because you wanted to, your girlfriend was there. Or you wanted to see what she looked like, or whoever, a new girl in town, whatever.
Now, Passover is a lonely festival here.
I was sitting there with this box of matzah on my kitchen table and looking at it and saying, how do I start? That's all I have, me looking at this box of matzah, you know. And I was alone, I didn't have any family here. What am I going to do?
But old-timers remember the Jews with great fondness, like this woman at the launch of JewishCalcutta.in.
We miss Anumakala, Mahashayas and Shifta, as we call it. Yes, and the Jewish food festival.
At least Flower's recipe to make delicacies like the Jewish Indian specialty, Alu Makala, is preserved on JewishCalcutta.in.
These are just simple potatoes that are fried whole and very slowly fried till they get a crisp crust and a soft inside and the oil seeps through.
Ah, memories of the perfect potato. But while Jewish Calcutta has plenty of nostalgia value, Yael says that was never her goal.
I didn't want this to be about there are only so many left. I don't think that's the point. The question is that the time that we were here was full, was good, and both we and the city benefited. And that's really the story that I wanted to tell.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.